You might be a podcaster, a blogger, or an author and willing to connect with the key players of your industry, with influencers, with entrepreneurs you appreciate a lot and that you would love to be friends with, to connect with for any reason, collaboration, share content, do a project together. Well, that's exactly why I decided to conduct the 5-day book and interview with an influencer challenge. And it starts really, really soon. It starts June 8th. And if you want to register, it's at interviewintensiveacademy.com. So you enter your name and email, and then you'll receive everything you need to receive in order to know how it will work. And there's a special prize for the person who will win the challenge. So I won't tell you more and you have to check it out. Interviewintensiveacademy.com. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 250.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
I go on to today's episode. I just wanted to let you know that lately I've done this great association with Libsyn, and actually I can offer you 1 month of hosting for your audio files, so for your podcast, for free if you used my promo code, which is FAB, like the three first letters of my name, Fabienne. So Libsyn.com, enter the promo code FAB, and you'll get 1 hosting month for free with Libsyn. I've been using Libsyn since I started my podcast, and I have to say, this platform is the real deal. Actually, I call it the steel platform because it never goes down. I never had problems with it. It's very user-friendly. It's easy to understand, and it's very reliable, so that's why I decided to associate with it, plus giving all my listeners, all my audience, all my subscribers this opportunity of saving 1 full month of Libsyn to have it for free. So just go on Libsyn.com and enter the promo code FAB. Now let's get into episode 250. And if you've listened to episode 249, well, first of all, if you haven't, go back and listen to it because it was actually very interesting talking about sales, talking about how to communicate better, even either on video or on your blog, how to use the right message to target the right audience. Very, very interesting interview with Marcus Sheridan. But today it has to do with the lessons I've learned since I'm doing my online business, or since I'm in business, actually. It's been a long time, and I have to say that my online business is not my first business. I've tried several businesses before, and a lot of them have failed, unfortunately. But then, after a while, I think maybe it's fortunately because in every road to success, there's failure. And if you don't experience that, if you don't flip and find a way to adapt, change, work on it, find new strategies, surround yourself with the right people, then you won't get to that success you're so much aiming for. So let me go with the 5 biggest lessons I've learned since I'm in business. And I don't necessarily name them in order. I think the 5 of them are very important, and it all has to do with the experience I've got and what I've learned along the way. And I figured, well, if I share it with you, maybe it will help you avoid these mistakes, or maybe you're right into the middle of one of these mistakes, and it will make you reflect on why you've been in this situation and how to get out of it. So the first one is surround yourself with the right people. And when I say that, I'm not saying necessarily your friends or your family. I'm also thinking about the coach you hire, for example, for your business, or your VA, or your clients. Because bottom line, if you guys don't share the same values, it will lead to failure again. But how can I state that? You feel it when you don't get along with someone or when you don't click with someone. I'm not saying that it has to give you butterflies and high excitement all the time, but you have to feel that the person you're dealing with is on the same page as you are. And it's happened to me. Let me tell you one of the situations. There was one opportunity where I hired a coach and he wanted me to build, it was almost not a brick and mortar business, but almost. And to me, I've always wanted to build an online business without the hassle or the hustle of managing a lot of employees or a lot of contractors or a huge team or building something that will ask me to do a ton of interviews to hire, let's say, 30 people and stuff like that. And I had decided to hire this coach, and I don't necessarily remember why I was attracted to working with that person, but along the way, I realized that what he was offering to me and the business plan that he was actually offering to me was not at all the idea or the plan or the dream I had in building my online business. So we ended that association. And then again, it made me reflect that I would not have made that mistake if I had reflected really well about what I really wanted in my business and who I really wanted to work with and who I didn't want to work with. So obviously the values that the person shared and mine were completely different, and there was a certain point that I had a homework to do about numbers just to predict when the business was going to be profitable, and it was awful. Actually, it would have taken 3 years before the business even made a dollar. And when I had explained that to the coach replied that I must have done mistakes with the numbers and that he would make the numbers work, which was actually the last proof that he gave me that we shouldn't work together. So we ended that up, and I made sure that the next time I hired someone to help me with my business, that it totally fit with my personal values. The second lesson I learned in business is you have to be careful about people that speak too much. And maybe this is a personal statement, but really, since I started in business, anytime I dealt with someone that was talking too much, not listening, just talking about themselves, what they can offer, how much they can help you, how much they dominate their market, how much they can make you make money, how much they are the best, how much you should take action now, how much, how much. Well, this led to a very bad experience or a loss of money or failure again. And the lesson here is, if you're dealing with someone who is not open enough to actually listen carefully what your needs and wants are, you shouldn't work with that person. Even if that person was referred to you, because it happened to me also, working with someone who was referred to me, but then just at the start of working with that person, it was just talking all the time from that person's hand instead of listening what I really wanted and what needed to be done for my business. And at the end of it, or during the, let's say, the association that we had. Well, the person was always trying to sell me something else. So if I had hired that person for something, then they would try to make an upsell. And then if I said no, or if I didn't reply, then 24 hours after, 48 hours after, what about that next offer I made to you? What about this and that? Don't you want to buy it? Don't you want to go with it? Of course, it would be better if you take that service plus that service. So it will make all the offers so more, much more complete and all of that. And at a certain point, it was a pain, really a pain. So yes, we finished that contract, but no, I won't do business with that person anymore. So be aware of people who talk too much. I'm telling you, really. It's as if they have something to hide. And I have nothing against people selling. It's okay to sell. This is how you make business, and this is how you can make your business profitable. If you don't sell, well, you won't have any money. But then again, there's the right way to sell. And if someone's trying to sell to me with, I feel, too much hype or too much like aggressivity or hassle on me or following up but almost obsessively, then for me it's a turn off completely. The third lesson that I learned in business is to opt for quality and competence instead of price, because it might cost even more at the end. And that I've experienced so many times already. Oh my God. Trying to save money, but then, oof, not saving at all. Trying to do business with someone who's not aimed to get me to where I want to go with my business, but still hire that person because I'm like, well, I will save money doing this and that. And then at a certain point, realize along the way that, wait a minute, so many mistakes were done and maybe it's better to end that association. But then investing already hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, and realizing that it just was thrown in the garbage. Yeah. So basically, when you hire low quality, well, you get low quality. And if you hire the best, well, of course, you have more chances to get to where you want to go. So it's worth it to invest a lot into people that are competent, people that have made proofs, people that will lead you where you want to go. Because if you don't do that, and if you don't train yourself to do that, it might take you forever to get where you want to be. Lesson four that I've learned in business is never stop learning, but most of all, implement. I was stuck in that trap when I started my online business. I was stuck in the perfection trap or the learning curve. I would always find an excuse not to take action or not to implement stuff because I was still a learner, because I was still a student, and I wasn't ready. So I was never ready. So let me learn this. Let me buy this extra course. Let me see if I could perfect this before trying it or taking action. Again, I'm not saying that you should jump off and just do something without thinking about it and just experience stuff without learning anything. What I'm saying is that there has to be a good balance between learning and implementing. What I mean is that, of course, you need to study. Of course, you need to perfect. Of course, you need to improve your skills. Or, of course, you need to learn about this new strategy. But then again, when are you going to implement it? When are you going to take action and see if what you've learned is really working for you? When are you going to test this business model or this new way of doing your marketing and stuff like that? If you never do, then you'll never get the results. If you never get the results, then you will never be able to scale your business or to leverage it. So it's okay to learn. It's okay to be curious. It's okay to read, buy courses, hire coaches, and stuff like that. But it's useless if you never take everything you've learned and put it into action and then and only then you will get some results. And of course, if the results are not what you expected, well, at least you tried it and you know that this strategy doesn't work for you or this association doesn't work for you. But you never know about it unless you try it. And then last thing, but not the least, that I really wanted to share with you is how important to always keep personal development in the loop. I don't know if you experience kind of like a slump in your business already, or a period where you don't feel motivated, or you don't feel that when you get up, there's a spark, or that you are really willing to put all your energy into your business. And most of the time, it's because you've decided to let go of personal development. And what I mean by personal development is not only reading about it, listening to audios that talk about persistence, that talk about success in business, that talk about meditation, introspection, how to change your negative thoughts into positive thoughts, how to achieve your goals. All those audios that you can learn, that you can hear on YouTube or on your favorite personal development blogs. All of these are so important. The readings also, a lot. Because it keeps your brain aware of chasing or stopping all the negativity that we are bombarded with. Start with the social media. How many rants do you read per day? Then there are the news. I don't really listen to the news so much. I know about the biggest news on Earth, of course, but I'm not a fan of listening to the news 24 hours, 7 days a week, like a lot of people do. But when you listen only to negativity, or when you are far from your personal development books, it's as if your brain comes into this numbness of no clarity and no hope and not finding that there's an exit or a solution to the problems that you're facing or the challenges that your business is experimenting. So keeping that in the loop, personal development in the loop, for me has done a lot in my thinking and in my progress as an entrepreneur, but also in the results that I get. Because the more I'm into personal development, the more I continue to read and study, the more I'm in action and the more I get the results that I expect and the more I surprise myself too. Quite proud of what I can accomplish when I'm focused because I keep reading those things every day. And right now I'm reading The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and it's so funny how right he is because it's all in the little things. And if it wasn't the little things, I wouldn't be talking to you today on my episode 250. Because if it wasn't persistence, I would not have been where I am today, having connected with a lot of entrepreneurs from all around the world, a lot of influencers and key players in their industries, and I would not have built my brand the way I did it. If it was not for little actions, then I don't know where I would be today. So one at a time, these little actions, they don't seem like anything, but if you add them up, if you sum them up, they could do wonders. They could change lives. They could do extremely well, not only for you, but for all the people you want to impact in this world. So these were the five lessons I have learned in business since I started, with my several businesses and my online business. Surround yourself with the right people who share the same values as you. Careful about people that speak too much. Opt for quality and competence instead of price, because it might cost you more at the end. Never stop learning, but most of all, implement and always keep personal development in the loop. So I hope you appreciated this special episode 250. And before I let you go, I just wanted to remind you that if you want to know how to book an influencer for an interview, you have to go at interviewintensiveacademy.com, because I have this 5-day challenge that starts in just 48 hours. So you need to register in order to know how to do this. Only winning strategies that I'll share. Things that I've done myself. And you know that along the years and along the way, I perfected my skills, right? The way to connect, because you know that there's a right way and there's a wrong way to connect with people. And I share with you only the right way to connect with people. So interviewintensiveacademy.com. And I just want to say thank you again. I'm here again behind the mic, episode 250. And I can't, sometimes I'm like, it's as if it's surreal, right? I never thought when I started my podcast that I would go that far. I never thought when I started my podcast that I would meet so many people and that so many others would reach out in order to be on the show and share their value with my audience. And I don't think I would have done it also without you, the perfect listener of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors, because you are the one who motivates me to keep going and to share what I have to share on this platform. And I think I'm very grateful for that, because we have a platform where we can express ourselves freely about our thoughts on business, on life, on how we progress in life, and how we want to impact the world. So again, it was me, Fabien Raphael, for another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, and I really hope that you'll be there again for next week's episode. All right? So you take care.